The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we turn to the United States.
Reporting on a birthday letter that Donald Trump sent Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. Ghislaine Maxwell collected that and other letters for a 2003 birthday album. That's according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Pages from the album are among the documents examined by Justice Department officials who investigated Epstein and Maxwell years ago.
So Donald Trump, on foot of Wall Street Journal reporting, is going to sue them, so he says. I'm joined on the line now by Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute in UCD. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you, Pat.
So the Epstein story just will not go away.
No, and it's not going to go away until the Trump administration comes clean. Either it releases the files that Donald Trump played up for years to feed conspiracy theories, mainly attacking Democrats, or it finally produces proof that no files exist and that they made up those stories for years. There's no way to escape this simply because so many of Trump's supporters have been invested in those conspiracy theories around Epstein and those who might have been connected with him.
Now, he is responding to a story in the Wall Street Journal which claims that Donald Trump sent a birthday greeting to Epstein for his 50th birthday, and that was culled by Ghislaine Maxwell to put into an album, and the Wall Street Journal have had sight of that album. How damaging is that birthday greeting if it is, in fact, real?
I think in itself, no. It's a lewd, crude drawing. I won't describe it in detail for your listeners out there. It has Trump's signature on it. It's got a typewritten exchange imagining him and Epstein, you know, talking about, you know, kind of being boys with their dashing lifestyles. What is more significant is that, you know, it reestablishes that Trump was close to Epstein at one point. But remember, Trump's version of events, take it for what it is. And this drawing is from 2003, I think, 2002, 2003, is that he broke with Epstein a few years later. Mm. Here's a big question I'm wondering right now, Pat, this morning. Who leaked the documents to the Wall Street Journal? That means someone on the inside who has access to some of the documents doesn't like the way the Trump administration is handling this and is trying to embarrass them.
Yeah, now, what Trump has done in response, besides threatening the Wall Street Journal with a massive lawsuit, he's ordered the Department of Justice to release certain court documents, and he's hoping, I presume, that this will defuse the whole Epstein situation.
No, I need to make clear he's stalling for time here, Pat, because what he specifically told the Justice Department to release is grand jury testimony. But you can't release grand jury testimony unless a judge signs off on it, and it takes time to get the judges to do so. That's not the same as releasing the files, which is what, you know, his supporters, as well as other folks, including the Democrats, are asking for. So this is just sort of a diversion rather than something substantive. Hmm.
Now, I also wondered about that other announcement overnight by Carolyn Leavitt about the chronic venous insufficiency. In other words, the veins are not doing the job they should be doing for Trump, and how this explains his swollen ankles and how use of aspirin, presumably as a coronary preventative, might lead to bruising on the back of his hand. Was this an attempt at deflection to kind of make a bigger story out of something that is a relatively minor health issue?
No, I think it's actually is an attempt at explanation, because for several days, news media had been running with this, you know, photograph of Trump's hands, which had the blotches on them, and then of Trump using makeup to cover up those blotches. So this was threatening to become a story about how serious might there be an unexpected health issue. White House's line on this is, because medical experts say that on its own, venous insufficiency is not a serious condition. It can be controlled. The White House's line is not linked to far more serious issues, such as deep vein thrombosis or arterial issues.
Mm. Now, the other big political news, I suppose, was that that bill, which will cut the funding to public broadcasting, both on television and radio, was passed by the House. It had been passed by the Senate. And there were those, even within the Republican Party, who were a bit dismayed by this. But still, they all lined up behind Trump and voted it through.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, funding that Congress had authorized, $9 billion for domestic programs, including public broadcasting. And in effect, the Republicans killed Elmo and Kermit and Oscar. In other words, you know, our public network in the United States, much smaller than private networks, but with high quality programs like Sesame Street for Kids, probably the best news program for decades in the U.S. And that's it. They're going to try to pull the plug on responsible media while, of course, you can talk about the spread of irresponsible media around it. And once again, it's just simply Republicans caving into the wishes of the Trump administration to take a chainsaw to government and what is good about government rather than what is wasteful.
So Trump will go down as the orange monster who killed Kermit.
Oh, I think so. But, you know, let's see if Elmo has anything to say on social media now that he has liberated his account from being hacked a few days ago.
Disquiet among MAGA, how real is that? Because again and again, we've heard elected Republicans voicing concern about this issue or that issue. But in the end, they all capitulate to the cult of Trump.
Now, where we are in the U.S. these days is that Donald Trump and his inner circle can lay waste to the government. They can threaten millions of people who are legally in the United States, not illegally in the United States, with deportation. They can fire hundreds of thousands of federal employees. They can do all that is indecent and intolerant. But at the end, the issue that might undercut them, alongside questions about the economy, is going to be their base getting upset that they were lied to or thinking they were being lied to for years. Upshot of this is Donald Trump lived by the conspiracy theory for years to get where he is. Now he's suffering from the conspiracy theory.
Finally, going back to that Wall Street Journal story, there is reporting that Trump was on to Rupert Murdoch personally, as well as to the editorial people in the Wall Street Journal, warning them against publication. What does this tell us about any relationship that may or may not still exist between Murdoch and Trump?
Well, you know, Murdoch has always, newsflash, hasn't liked Trump ever. I mean, back in 2015, 2016, he was looking around for another Republican to support and saying some pretty nasty things about Trump. But of course, that was smoothed over by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is close to Murdoch. Murdoch runs his enterprises for Murdoch's interest, not necessarily for Donald Trump's interest. And that's especially true of the Wall Street Journal, which in contrast to other Murdoch publications is seen as a marker of quality. But I think the wider story here, Pat, is that what Trump and his folks are trying to do is to divert this into you and I talking about Trump having a fight with Murdoch rather than talking about the Epstein files themselves. In other words, they're playing shoot the messenger here and hoping that everyone forgets about those files that haven't yet appeared.
But anyway, the Epstein story is not going to go away. Scott Lucas, thank you very much for joining us. Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at UCD.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.